Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Daily Migs Show from the Pinkies Plumbing Studios. The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Be Migs.
Be Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Jeff from Puyallup is. Jeff, are you there?
Hey, buddies.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey. All right, Steve. Hey. He's ready to rock it, so you better get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing along at home, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah, I got a 1-game winning streak going, and I'm ready to build on that.
All right. How many inches are in a foot?
12.
Correct. What kind of liquor is in an Irish coffee?
Whiskey.
Correct. The world's largest naturally frozen ice rink can be found on which continent?
The United States. Canada.
Continent.
North America.
There you go. Licorice stick is a nickname for which woodwind instrument?
Bassoon?
No.
Oboe?
No.
Clarinet?
There it is. What ocean is the island of Madagascar surrounded by?
Atlantic.
No.
Indian.
Yes. What do you call the process where a plant makes its own food?
I'm not going to come up with it. Pass.
Who had the albums Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen?
What's that? Heart?
Yes. In pool, what color is the 8-ball?
Black.
Yes. Whose novels include The Firm, The Client, and The Chamber?
Stephen King.
No.
I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Jeff. Not bad at all.
I think I'm just going to kick myself by that plant one.
I mean, I could hear it. You were right. You were right there. You had the right idea.
Oh yeah,
Steve Migs.
Tara Daly.
Do you have the wrong idea, or are you ready?
Let's find out.
Showtime.
Let's do it for Barrett.
How many inches are in a foot?
What the
f***? Oh, Barrett, I got this. Don't. That's not my guess. I would say 12.
Yes. What kind of liquor is in an Irish coffee?
Whiskey?
Correct. The world's largest naturally frozen ice rink can be found on which continent?
North America.
Yes. Licorice stick is a name for which woodwind instrument?
Clarinet?
Yes. Huh. What ocean is the island of Madagascar surrounded by?
The Pacific.
No.
The Atlantic.
No.
The Indian.
Yes. What do you call the process where a plant makes its own food?
Photosynthesis.
Yes. Who had the albums Dreamboat Annie and Little Queen?
Heart.
Yes. In pool, what color is the 8-ball?
Red.
No.
Black.
Yes. Whose novels include The Firm, The Client, and The Chamber?
Todd Gresham.
No.
Jonathan Gresham.
No.
John Grisham.
Yeah, there you go. In what decade were the first Winter Olympic Games held?
What decade?
Yeah.
First Winter Olympic Games. The 10s.
No.
The 20s.
Yes. Steve Migs.
Man.
What is happening? You just got a perfect 10.
I didn't feel that.
That is a win. 10-7.
You ruined my long, long win streak, Steve.
Yeah, take that, Jeff.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
Todd, Jonathan, Gresham.
And they
Also, do you know how long his win streak was?
How? One.
Man's been going on forever, brother.
The Daily Mix Show.
Oh, that felt good, Taryn.
I bet it did.
The energy is alive.
Well, we have this cool new feature on the Odyssey app where you can leave us a voice message. And every day, we get some pretty interesting messages on there, Steve. What's happening in there today?
Someone wants to talk to Mariners. Other people have some Halloween stuff they want to address.
We're going
to
slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We would love it if you would leave us a voice message, and it's very easy to do so through the Odyssey app. Steve Miggs, what is the situation today?
We do have someone that wants to talk a little bit about the World Series and who we're going with, but first, before we get to that, let's talk a little Halloween. Are you ready?
Yes.
We all had that one Halloween costume that we wish we never did. It was uncomfortable. It just didn't, you know, no one recognized you or, like, didn't recognize what the costume was. I mean, like, what was that one Halloween costume for you guys that you just could not stand, that you just wish you had never done?
Ooh. When I was Pam Anderson, that was I was never Pam Anderson. Paywatch, you know.
Of course.
I, you know what? No. I didn't really enjoy being a Hooters girl. That was it last year.
That was so fun.
It was fun until we had to sit down.
And then you were selling hot dogs?
I mean, that's one way to describe it, Karen.
Wow.
Nobody bought them, though.
Oh, dang.
That's the world's worst hot dog vendor. What's been the worst one for you?
You know, I still stand by the costume, but it was the makeup that was a problem. Yeah. So my husband and I went as, basically we wanted to look like we were all black and white, like straight out of a newspaper, kind of a old Hollywood, you know, looking couple.
Okay.
And so I had this gray face paint on and black accent colors, and one of my eyes would not stop watering. So by the end of the night, I just had these streaks going down one cheek. The costumes were still dope, but the makeup was very problematic.
So you like look like you're out of like a newspaper?
Yes. And it's wild because there's a couple pictures where, you know, we're in a background where the background is all color and we kind of look a little bit trippy.
That's awesome.
We really did nail it. I'll have to show you the
I'm
picture.
A fan of like the couple's costumes. And I know, like, Sid doesn't even like wearing costumes now. It's like, she's like, all right, I got something for Halloween. And it's just a bright shirt that I was like, well, that's just a shirt. That doesn't count. You know, at least I put a Shrek hat on and did the Shrek thing at the trunk or treat.
Yeah, you nailed it.
It's better than nothing.
Sure.
I think my worst, I wouldn't say my worst, I really liked the costume, but it was not the right costume to wear. It's like when we were doing one of our Halloween shows with KSW, I dressed as Pac-Man. And the new originals played. And it was like this Pac-Man costume. And I tried to play the drums. And I attempted to. I got through it. But it was just such an awkward thing to play drums with this giant Pac-Man costume.
Did you make the Pac-Man costume or did you buy it?
No, it was like a Spirit Halloween on sale. I bought it because it was the cheapest costume and I was just in a rush.
Oh, well, you're pretty crafty. So I would have believed you if you said you made it yourself.
It's pretty funny. Like, because it's just like in the hands, I couldn't wear them while playing the drums because they were basically like these stupid orange mittens.
Oh, no.
It was great.
I love that.
All right, what about you, Danny?
We're taking it back all the way to 1992, like, and it was when I decided that I wanted to be a vampire. And it was two reasons. One, it was the face paint. And okay. I learned then that you should just never do face paint because I did, like, the blood and everything. But it's like my face itches, so I'm scratching it. And by the end, I just look like some, like, crazy like, zombie from, like, you know, from Aurora Avenue. And then
I'll give you $50.
But the other thing was the cape. The cape, like, tore. And because it was cheap,
yep.
And it kept falling off, and I was just like, what are we doing, Mom? Like, why do I have this on right now?
Blame it on Mom.
Yep.
All right, here we got a voice message about the World Series.
Totally upset that we...
And also, I'm not sure if this person's taking a bath while they decided to leave us a voice message. So it's a little... You got to really, like, kind of, like, focus and hear what she's saying.
Totally upset that we didn't go to the World Series. But is anybody rooting for the Jays? I am. I don't want the Dodgers to win. Maybe you can ask your listeners to see. I'm just like, I'm watching the World Series right now. I'm like, okay, go Jays. Is that wrong?
I think a lot of people are rooting for the Blue Jays.
I feel like the majority of baseball fans are rooting for the Blue Jays.
I was.
You're not anymore?
Until last night.
What? What happened?
Shohei Ohtani. I don't know what, man. I have a man crush on that guy. I mean, the fact that he's that good you know, at bat. Two home runs, got on base nine times. They're walking him. They don't want to even have him taking that bat. And then he's got to now sleep for however many hours, get to the ballpark and pitch a game. And you know he's going to pitch a great game. I'm just falling in love with just the lore of Shohei Ohtani. And what was that other pitcher? Yamamoto?
Yes.
The dude was warming up to pitch last night. Granted, everybody played because it went 18 innings. Oof. But that dude was warming up, and he just pitched a complete game. I just love those kind of stories.
Yeah, I mean, they do have some pretty stellar athletes on that squad, and those two are, they're pretty easy to love.
And also, I mean, their manager, his name is Dave Roberts. Did you catch him after the game?
No.
Probably not, because I think it was like
one. Sleeping?
It was like one in the morning. I watched it this morning, and he was just talking about the game and also, you know, is he going to get any sleep? And I just love his answer, and he's talking with Big Poppy, David Ortiz.
Dave, we'll let you go catch your breath, but Shohei's good to go tomorrow?
Shohei's good to go. Cramps and all, he's gone. He's pitching.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Hey, listen, I heard you guys have a lot of good bedroom in there. Are you sleeping here or are you going home?
No. You know what? One thing I said is I am never going to sleep at the ballpark. Hey, when I have sleep at the ballpark, then it's time for me to move on. So I'm going to go home.
I got
to
be here early. Can I sleep in your office?
Yeah, I got an outhouse for you. I put my dog and other people, that company that I don't like, I'll stick them out there.
I just love that the guy just managed an 18-inning game. He's like, all right, I'll go hang out with those four guys and just BS and clown on David Ortiz.
Oh,
for
yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure after tonight's game, I'll go back to liking the Blue Jays again. That's what I just love about playoff baseball. There's just so much like drama.
It's very exciting. If you can stay awake for all 18 innings.
That was rough.
The Daily Mix Show.
Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday is happening on December 12th at Angel of the Winds Arena up in beautiful Everett, Washington. And we hope you can join us to check out Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown, plus Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless. Daughtry's going to be there, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. Go ahead and grab your tickets while they are still available over at KISW.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So tomorrow morning at this time, we are going to be chatting with Fox 13 sports director Aaron Levine. And Aaron is living out his childhood dream, making an appearance on Jeopardy.
This is Jeopardy. Here are today's contestants. A sports anchor from Seattle, Washington, Aaron Levine.
And I was so fired up when I saw him. He had the eye of the tiger. He looked like he was ready to go.
He was very ready to go.
In fact, like, then they talked. I did not realize how, because he posted something on social media I saw recently on my Facebook page, and he was just talking about how, like, this has been, like, a lifelong dream, and this is why we haven't seen him a lot on TV, because he's been studying.
Yeah.
And then he gets to go on Jeopardy, and here he is talking to Ken Jennings, who's the host, who's also a Northwest guy as well.
Aaron Levine is with us from Seattle, Washington, and Seattle viewers might recognize him. You're a sports anchor in our fair city, right?
I am, yes.
We have not met, though, I believe.
Also, I thought that was kind of cool that here he is. He's Fox 13 sports anchor, but now he's on Como 4 for Jeopardy, and it's kind of, I mean, how do you say no? I mean, if I'm Fox 13, I'm sure we'll talk to him tomorrow about that.
Yeah.
I'd be curious to see, like, if he had any kickback or any pushback where they're just like, look, man, that's a competing network.
They appeared to be insanely supportive, so that's awesome.
We have not met, though, I believe.
We have not.
But we've interacted in some way.
Well, I'm fortunate enough to talk to a bunch of athletes, but I'm never starstruck. I was starstruck when you retweeted one of my Mariners commentaries 2 years ago. I told my parents, my son, I even told my dog, and he wagged his tail, so I think he enjoyed it also.
I'm a sucker for good Mariners commentary. Thanks for being here, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm sure they talked a little bit about the Mariners. Because this is... And this was just last night.
Yes.
Seeing him on there. And it was and it was crazy because, like, right. Did you watch it?
I did.
So, like, right out the get-go, like, it felt like he came out strong.
He was dialed in. He was so serious, which you don't normally see him that serious doing sports commentary. So it was, like, a different version of our Aaron Levine.
Right, right. Yeah. Like, he definitely had focus on winning. And you understand, like, why he said, I've been studying for as long as I have. It's like, this was something that he did not want to fail at.
And if you're not interested in a spoiler, we do have a little bit of a spoiler alert. We're going to say how he did. So turn down your radio if you don't want the spoiler.
Look away for 25 seconds.
An official American viticultural area spanning multiple states includes this eastern island where you'll find the town of Chilmark.
All right, so that was the final Jeopardy question. Danny, I'm sure you know the answer.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the answer?
I don't know the answer.
And you even watched it.
No, I do know the answer. I remember it now.
I remember watching it. I don't remember the answer.
So it comes down to Aaron Levine, 14,600.
All right, what was it?
I think it was Martha's Vineyard.
Did he know it was Martha's Vineyard? It's a pretty good poker face. He got it. He will add $6,000, taking him to 20,600 and making him a Jeopardy champion.
He won.
He won.
I'll be honest, when I first tuned in, I was like, oh, that's awesome that I'll get to be on, but I'm just so used to people that I've known in one way or shape or another. I know somebody else who got to go on Jeopardy didn't win, so I just assumed, okay, fulfilled a lifelong dream, but that's where it ends.
Dude, and he took an early lead. I mean, he really was like kind of mopping the floor with the competition, and then it got a little closer at the end, and then he prevailed.
That was so great. I was so happy for him, so I'm excited to get to talk. So he's going to be on again tonight.
He's going to be on again tonight, and we get to talk to him at 7:20 tomorrow morning about this experience.
The crazy part, and I always love talking to people about like when they've been on TV before, because this isn't the... I mean, I know he's on Fox 13, so it's kind of like a unfair question maybe to him because he's always on. But before this, he was on The Price is Right, back when like he was 18. And I don't know if you guys remember this. Probably not. But there was a show on ESPN that was called Dream Job, and we're talking maybe like 20 years ago. And it was a contest to see who could become the next ESPN anchor. And who was the runner-up in that contest? It's a reality show. This went on for like a season. Aaron Levine.
No way!
Before he got hired by Fox 13. Like, that was his... He was like fresh out of Stanford University. I know way too much about Aaron, but like... I remember,
number one fan over here.
I remember watching that show, and it was a really cool show. And I remember like he was really good on it. And then fast forward several years later... Because then he did some other stuff like in California, but then he became Fox 13's guy.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What a lucky, smart guy.
The Daily Mix Show.
So one of our favorite discussions that we have is when we hear from people like Aaron who have gotten to be on TV for whatever reason. So if you have a story like that, we want to hear from you. 206-803-ROCK. Why were you on TV? Call 206-803-ROCK and we will take those calls after Foo Fighters. In case you missed it, Aaron Levine of Fox 13 Sports was a contestant on Jeopardy last night.
Too cool. And then he won.
He was on fire last night. So what about you, Rockaholics? We want to know, why were you on TV? Call 206-803-ROCK. Nick, you're in Maple Valley. Why were you on TV?
So when I was about six, that movie Sleepless in Seattle came out. It was a big hit. Tom Hanks and... I can't remember the actress's name, but Oprah Winfrey decided she wanted to remake the movie. So she called up Wicks, Widows and Widowers Information Consultation Services here in the Seattle area. And my dad was the guy working the phone, and he was a widower. And he agreed to go on the show and have all these ladies write in letters, just like the movie, to try to get a date with him.
Wait, so your dad was basically pitching it? He was being pitched to a bunch of Oprah's listeners, which is like pretty much at that time every single female in America.
Yeah.
Oh, pick of the litter for pops.
Oh man, yeah. So he got that. I mean, there was like five of those guys, and they all got thousands and thousands of letters. So many that, you know, we couldn't even go through them all. We had stacks of these letters in our garage for about a year or so afterwards. So he would go through. He actually recruited my brother and I to go through and pick out the ones that had pictures and were local so that he could find dates every weekend for a year or so.
I got to ask, were all the pictures of, were some of them maybe a little more risque than you'd expect?
Yeah, but he was a dad of a 6 and 7 year old. It wasn't exactly nothing we hadn't seen. he used to like put us up at the counter at the barbershop at the Playboy to get reactions from ladies.
Wow. I missed that part. What did he say?
Oh, he used to post us up at facing out the window with Playboys while he'd get his hair cut just to get reactions from ladies on the street.
Oh, my God. So did your dad end up with some good dates out of this whole deal?
Yeah, in fact, he found one from a lady that he went to high school with. He found two of them, actually. One was written on her behalf by her niece. And he kind of used those letters to extort a date to their high school reunion out of her. And they've been married for 32 years.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, that's the magic of Oprah.
Not many people can say they met because of Oprah.
No. 206-803-ROCK. Nicole, you're in Kent. And we want to know, why were you on TV?
Well, I technically wasn't on TV, but my son was, and he went to a wrestling thing when WWE came here many years ago, and he had made a sign that said, "My mom rocks."
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, he's a huge wrestling fan to this day.
Were you watching it live when he was there, and then you,
yeah.
Did you know he made that sign?
Yeah, I did. I knew he had made a sign. I didn't know what it said.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
I would like to think my son would make me a sign someday.
Well, let's go check with your son. Would you make a sign for your mom? And see what he has to say about that. Barrett?
What the f***?
Come on, make a sign for your mom.
No.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve? He has a record of 337 wins, 113 losses, 100 ties on the year so far.
And a perfect 10.
Perfect 10 earlier this morning, 206-803-ROCK. Maybe you caught the cheat sheet yesterday at 540 with three of the correct answers to the game. We're going to play Beat Migs at 750.
Barrett, come on, just make one sign for your mom.
Still no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.